Welcome to the AI and Sons Daily Brief. I'm Maya, and with me is our lead analyst, Theo.
That's right, Maya. The EU's digital omnibus on AI announced a postponement for compliance deadlines affecting specific high-risk AI systems. This development, reported September 2, 2026, offers businesses a crucial temporary reprieve.
So, a delay. What changed with these compliance deadlines, and what does this mean for businesses deploying AI features?
The deadline for general high-risk AI systems, initially August 2026, is now December 2027, an additional 16 months. For AI systems in regulated products, like medical devices or vehicles, it's extended until August 2028, acknowledging complex integration. Crucially, fundamental obligations like inventorying and classifying AI systems and assigning ownership remain unchanged and are already in effect. New prohibitions in Article 5 targeting AI systems generating non-consensual intimate imagery or child sexual abuse material still take effect December 2026.
That's a critical distinction. Why does the shift matter for businesses, especially those operating within or serving the European market?
This delay presents both an opportunity and a challenge. It offers valuable breathing room for companies deploying AI features to EU end users or utilizing EU-based deployers, regardless of their headquarters. They can now thoroughly review and adapt their AI compliance frameworks, implementing robust internal processes. Proactive engagement avoids substantial penalties and builds trust with customers, partners, and regulators.
How can businesses best leverage this extended window for responsible AI development? What are the practical opportunities for IT and business leaders?
The primary opportunity is meticulous preparation. Companies can use this time to deepen risk assessments, identifying potential biases, privacy concerns, and safety issues. They can also enhance training for internal teams on AI ethics, compliance, and secure AI development practices. Piloting new AI tools in controlled environments, gathering feedback, and iterating on design for compliance from the outset is key. Strengthening partnerships with legal and technical experts for robust compliance strategies is highly recommended.
It sounds like a chance to embed responsible AI principles more deeply. But what are the risks if businesses don't take this seriously or misinterpret these extensions as a relaxation of the rules?
Significant risks persist for businesses failing to take the EU AI Act seriously. There's a danger of compliance fatigue, causing organizations to underestimate remaining obligations. Businesses might miss deadlines for core requirements, which are already applicable. Non-compliance, especially regarding Article 5 prohibitions, can severely damage a company's reputation and erode customer trust. Those delaying compliance may lag behind competitors who built robust, trustworthy AI solutions.
So the key takeaways are clear. Act now, don't delay, and focus on foundational compliance. What's the most important action listeners should take right away?
Prioritize identifying and classifying all AI systems. Understanding their risk profiles. Address prohibited AI practices immediately, given the fast-approaching December 2026 deadline for Article 5 prohibitions. Leverage this extended period wisely to conduct thorough risk assessments, bolster governance, and train teams on AI ethics and compliance.
Excellent advice, Theo. Find the full article and source links on this topic at aiandsons.com. That's all for today's AI and Sons Daily Brief.